Well, and obviously with last year, it's kind of hard to acclimate into a program with COVID and just a shortened season and everything. Where do you feel like you can kind of take a next step now with the program and in spring and just kind of being able to, mesh with that tight end position group?
I think a lot of it just has to do with time. I think chemistry is a big thing with football and just having more time with the guys, not only just the tight end group, but every single position, just creating better relationships with them. And then just learning the offense more, not just knowing the Y and the U, but more positions and more concepts.
Dalton, I'm curious about your high school career. You played 1 year of high school football. Did you play other sports? Why didn't you play more football? Can you kind of take us through that time and what happened?
Yeah. So I played freshman football, like most freshmen going into high school. And then following that year, they changed the whole offensive scheme to like a wing T offense. And at the time, I was just a receiver. So I decided to focus more on basketball, which was my main sport growing up. And then I ended up transferring to a different high school because my mom thought I would enjoy a smaller college experience like she had. And when I transferred there, it was a smaller school, of course. There was about 300 in the graduating class. And I mean, everyone played some sport. So my buddies, who were a lot of my AAU basketball friends, convinced me to come out for football. And I mean, from there, it's kind of just got the ball rolling.
So just a quick follow-up, how did that work in recruiting then? Because you would have been off the radar. Did you pursue people? Were there people pursuing you at the lower levels? What happened?
I definitely got a lot of notice from like D2 schools, a lot of schools in the north, like North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho. And the receiving coach at the time, one of my best friend's dads, Mr. Cody, he kind of was like a recruiting coordinator in a way. He would talk to the colleges that came and say, like, this is who we have and if you're looking for anyone. So he was a huge benefit in the recruiting process and just communicating with schools and myself and helping me get to the next level.
I'm curious, what's it been like to take reps with Charlie Brewer, and if you could describe kind of the type of quarterback that he is?
I mean, the more reps you get with him, the better chemistry. So any rep is a good rep. But he's very confident in what he does. He kind of just has this switch that when he's in the huddle, he's just locked in. And I mean, he throws a gorgeous ball. It seems to always hit you in the right spot. And he's kind of just taking more of a leadership role, I feel like, when he's in the huddle.
Yeah, you mentioned you kind of need to get acclimated to your teammates and kind of get to know them a little bit better. But what do you feel like you've learned specifically from Brant and Cole and maybe some other guys in there that have, some veteran experience with this program? And where do you think they can help you take your game to the next level?
Cole and Brant have been a huge help. I mean, with learning the playbook and just like tips and tricks on the field. I mean, at this level, the guys are bigger, faster, stronger, and your technique's going to be involved a lot more. So, I mean, Cole has great technique in the run game and the pass game as well. Brant has great technique in the run game as well and pass game. So I think both of them are just a huge help, and just learning from them and even other guys in the position group, we kind of just all like benefit each other in some way with tips and tricks, and it's all more like constructive criticism.